go for some of the halachas of Hataras Nedarim. At first, I want to explain what exactly we are doing when we say Hataras Nedarim, and I'm going to do it through a question. In Hataras Nedarim, that we say, you should understand what you're saying. It's important to understand what you're saying when you say Hataras Nedarim. So if you do not understand the Hebrew text of the Hataras Nedarim, you should say it in the language that you understand. So in that text, it says that the law is that when a person wants to be matter a netter, a person makes a netter, and they find at some point in time that they can't keep it, and they're afraid, they're concerned about the avera of not keeping the dorim, which is a very significant avera. So they want to be matter the netter. The Torah gave away to be matter the netter. The law is you have to explain what you're asking to be matter. You have to even fire at the netter. You have to say what it is. And that's a machlokes on the Gemara, and that's how we paskin, that you must explain what the netter is, what you're trying to be matter. And then we say, but since we have so many, we can't say what it is, so we're not going to say what it is. So that's a pretty strange language. I said that you must say what it is, and they say, but we're not going to. So how do we understand that phrase, which is in Hataras Nedarim? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach Tzatzal explains that we're not being matter the Nedarim, which a person actually makes a netter, but a person says, I'm going to making a netter, I'm committing to do something. There's another type of netter which a person also has to address, and that's what we're addressing in Hataras Nedarim. There's a locha, which is a netter d'rabbanan. If a person undertakes to do a mitzvah, an haga toiva, a good deed, and does not speak out that he's doing it with netter, it gets the status of a netter. That can happen in one of two ways. If a person starts doing it with intent to continue, and he does not say we netter, he does not say he's taking a netter, he plans to do it to continue. He says, you know what, I want to get up every morning, I want to learn before davening for 10 minutes. So he gets up one morning and he starts learning. He didn't say blinetter, so now he made on Haga Toib, it's on Haga Toib, it's learned before davening. Now it's considered a netter. If a person had no intent to continue, and he didn't think about it one way or the other, he says, you know, let's try it out, let's see what happens. He does it 3 days in a row, it also becomes a netter. So you have two ways to become a netter, meter abanon. Either he does it one time with intent to continue, or he does it 3 times with no thought at all, one way or the other. So that becomes a netter. For that, for these nedarim, we're not aware of what we did, because we're not necessarily aware of all these different things which we undertake. And there, the lack of being mefarat the netter is acceptable. And you're being matter that when you make a Torah, when you say a Torah Sedorim. So it comes out that if a person is aware of something specific that he did undertake, that he had intent to do, etc., he should be mefarad. He should point out to the matirim before they say mutterloch. And they also have these other things they want to be matir. To be matir a netter, a person in that type of situation, a person that has, we say in the language of the Hataras Nedarim, that we're not being mescharet. We're not regretting the fact that we did this deed. We are regretting the fact that we did not say bli netter. So I do not want it to have the significance of a netter. So I regret the fact that I did not say blee netter. So that would be relevant even if you're being mefarit. These type of things. I started doing something. I did not speak it out, blee netter. I regret the fact that I did not speak out blee netter, thereby removing for myself this significant avera, potential avera, of a netter, which is, if a person does not keep a netter, it's a very significant issue. One last point for today. In regards to the Bezdin, so the Bezdin of the Matirim, the Lachas Bezdin has to be Gedarlim. It has to be people if I have a Lachas status of Gedarlim. There's a halachic assumption when a boy reaches the age of 13 years old, he's considered a Gadol. That halachic assumption only works for Mitzvah Rabbanan, does not work for Deraisas. For Deraisa, we only know that a person is considered acceptable for a purpose of a Deraisa when you need a Gadol Deraisa, either because a person is growing a beard or a person is shaving. So we know that the person has reached the age of physical maturity as well as the age of being a Bar Mitzvah. So for the purpose of Hataras Nedarim, if a person sits at the Rabbanon, we can rely on that any bocher over the age of Bar Mitzvah is kosher for being in the Bezdin and for Hataras Nedarim. However, if a person has a real netter deraisa, which he has a question he should ask, a shayla, and clarify if it's a real netter deraisa, he cannot use any three bocherim. He has to use bocherim which are the age that they're old enough that we know for sure that they're considered gedarlim. We'll talk about the Hataras Nedarim some more tomorrow. Have a good morning.